So, and I said that, they say the beings in heavens don't have bodies that are visible because their body is subtle. So, isn't it that all the elements, earth, water, fire, ether, mind, aren't all of them present in all bodies? Not necessarily. At the very least, or is what Bhagavatam says is that Brahma has a body made of intelligence. Now, how, you know, what exactly is intelligence and how it will form four heads, how it will form nose? This is something which we're not able to conceive. But the point is that even if we see there are gross elements, it's not necessary that all the gross elements have to be everywhere in exactly the same form that we see. It's like water can exist, water here is visible. But if water is existing as water vapor, it's not visible. It's still water only. So like that, even the elements can comprise bodies. And even if they are present, they can be present in forms where they may not be visible. So for example, there is a mystic Siddhi, by which some people, at least some references, not very common, but people can become invisible. So even people who have earthly bodies can sometimes become invisible. So in the Mahabharata, there is described that, you know, or even especially in the Ramayana, Indrajit, when he was attacking the Pandava, Rama and Lakshman, you know, he at one point became just invisible and he was just shooting arrows from above. And then when Lakshman, they had a final fight, Lakshman said, Indrajit boasted that, you know, I defeated you twice, I'm going to kill you now also. So Lakshman said, you know, cowards, you know, only cowards need to be invisible to fight with their opponents. So he says, now your end is going to come. So the point is that Indrajit at that time, Lakshman was able to see Indrajit. But earlier, Indrajit had used some mystic powers and he had made himself invisible. So, now, how does this invisibility happen? We may not know the specific mechanisms, but we can understand the principle. See, this universe is like a... it's not a product thing which has come about by chance. There is ultimately universal governance. So, suppose you have a computer. In a computer, you may have different levels of access. There may be administrator who has access to all the files. There may be user who has access to only a particular drive in the computer. Now, if that user is using the computer, at that time, it is as if the other drives don't exist only. Although those drives are there and the data is there, but the access is not given to that user over there. And that's why the user is able to see only a particular set of things. So like that, we have been given certain senses by which we are able to perceive only certain things. Whatever is appropriate, whatever is necessary for our functioning in this world. And we don't have the access to perceive other things in the universe. And that is why there are things in the universe. That means there may be bodies even made of subtle, of gross forms, which we may not be able to perceive. And when, say, Indrajit appeases some devata, and by that he gets some mystic power, by which he can make himself invisible. That means, you know, he places his body in another level of reality to which the normal human senses don't have access. So, there are two possibilities here. One is that the body could entirely be made of subtle elements. The other is the body is made of gross elements, but they are arranged in such a way that our senses no longer have access to perceiving them. Does that answer your question?
Yes.